You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pharrell has taken over. Let's go. It's Pharrell.
Coast to coast.
Steaks, chicks, stacks. You and I are going to make a lot of money. It's Pharrell. Coast to coast.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad seat of Brooklyn, the bad apple with a bad attitude. We are live in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh, people dressed in plastic bags, direct traffic, some kind of fashion check it up. Should be along with the Tutty and Tater King himself, the founder of the ILC podcast, the rights holder of the Sheet of Integrity, and the put it with the golf guru, Carver High, this afternoon, ladies. Mafia is running it along with Luke. I am your father. The rundown on a midweek, where do you hurt? Wednesday, a double shot with Morenci this very hour. And then in the second hour, look who it is. The Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, live from Toronto with Carver High talking the gasoline alley open. And then in the second hour, on top of that, Mike DeCourcy, the legendary scribe from the Sporting News, Fox Sports, and the Big Ten Network. And then in the final hour, you have got to be kidding me. The Las Vegas golfer, Brady Cannon, on the 19th hole with Carver High in the clubhouse having beverages and getting you lit up for live. I mean, we got it all for you today, including a lot of Brian Daboll, Major League Baseball afternoon games out the Ying. I'm watching one as we speak, and it is very upsetting to me. I'm watching this guy, Sawinski. What a bum. I mean, he's on the verge of four strikeouts. This guy couldn't hit if they were throwing underhanded to him. I mean, he is awful. Every single guy, they're hitting 186 as a team, the Pirates. And every time Skeens pitches, and then Sawinski gets a hit. Go figure.
He got a hit.
It's his first hit of the season. Anyway, did you see him crash into Frazier on the fly ball to right in the seventh inning? Unbelievable. Or in the sixth, whatever it was. Anyway, so Skeens pitches, right? And he's amazing. And he's, you know, amazing. Mowing through guys, striking guys out. He's lethal. His stuff is just electric. By the way, like all of his pitches from last year are like 3 inches, dropping 3 inches harder than they were last year with no loss in velocity at all. And he's just an absolute filthy badass. But the Pirates suck so bad. Every time he pitches, it's 1-0, 2-1. It's 2-1 in this game right now at Steinbrenner Field. I can't even watch. Like, their offense is so anemic. Ke'Bryan Hayes had a leadoff triple, and he got thrown out in a rundown. Like, honest to Christ, they're so awful. I can't even barely watch him without losing my temper. What else is happening around the majors, Mike?
And just to give you the numbers on him, because I believe he's done for the day, because I saw them giving him all the fist bumps in the dugout, which means the Pirate bullpen has to get the last six outs, of course. That's what that means. 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 6 strikeouts. You know, just ho-hum performance for Paul Skeens. I mean, that is just – and they only got him 2 runs. You know, it's like they didn't learn their lesson on opening day against Miami. They didn't give him enough runs. He pitched great, and they yacked it up. Now we'll see if they can actually – and this Hayes stinks too, like you said.
He stinks. He is awful with his bad back.
We do have one final, a quick one today in Cincinnati. The Rangers beat the Reds 1-0.
Again.
How about that? Yeah, again.
Josh Smith 1-0 last night.
With the nasty Nate Eovaldi complete game shutout last night for the Rangers. So after they scored, what was it, 6? They beat him like 14-2 the first night. The Rangers came back and beat him a couple 1-0 games. So another win for the Texas Rangers. You mentioned 2-1 Pirates. 1-1 Royals and the Brewers. They're in the top of the 8th in Milwaukee. Some quiet bats out there today. Angels lead the Cardinals 5-3, top of the 7th in St. Louis. Mike Trout went yard for the first time this season.
Hold on, time out. This Andy Rodriguez guy. He's 0-3, hitting .067. I mean, you can't even be in Major League Baseball when you're hitting .067. I don't care if you're the backup catcher. I don't care if you're Jesus. .067, that means he like hasn't had a hit the entire season.
Oh, and he gets one. He puts it through the hole. 3-1 Pirates. He gets a hit.
The more I talk bad about their hitters, they're driving in runs. 3-1 Buccos. Raise the Jolly Roger.
3-1 Buccos in that one. Now, and one game starting right now also.
That was his first hit in the last 2 years, Andy.
Along with us, Blue Jays and the Nats in Toronto. Mackenzie Gore against Easton Lucas this afternoon. As they are just – Easton
Super Gore against Lucas.
Yes. And Gore actually closed as a slight favorite over the Jays today on the road with the 8.5 in Toronto. So they are just getting going. In that one. Now, I have several other afternoon games, but we have some time on those, so we'll do them later on here after you talk to Gabe, which is Cubs, A's, and Sacramento, Giants, Astros, Guardians, Padres, Tigers, Mariners, Mets, Marlins, all starting while we're on between now and about 4:30 East. A bunch of MLB games in the late afternoon window. We've got games tonight that we'll do as well. We've got lots of NBA to do today. Man, some unbelievable performances last night. Curry going off in the Warrior win, Joker going off, but as you always say,
you suck.
Who cares if you get a 61-point triple-double, you lose.
You lose.
You lost the game.
You lost the game.
Nobody cares.
Suck.
Nobody... I don't know if we can go that far with the Joker,
well,
but
if you don't win,
the T-Wolves did beat him. If you don't win, you lose.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You can catch Sports Rage weeknights at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on all of our TV and radio outlets on Sports Grid. And you can catch Morency on Coast to Coast every day from Vancouver with a double shot. So, obviously, these guys like Joker had this enormous game last night, and he went off. I saw, you know, every bucket he made and all of his dimes and rebound, but they lost. What do you think of guys that have enormous games and they don't win?
I think it takes it depends on the situation. I remember Karl-Anthony Towns a couple of years ago, you know, went off and scored 60 or 70 or whatever it was. He took like 50 shots. He got lit up on defense, and the T-Wolves lost the basketball game. Right? There's stat padding, but Jokic is just a badass, bro. I mean, you can make the argument he's the best player in the NBA. I mean, you know, SGA is awesome and stuff as far as the MVP is concerned. And, yeah, he's scoring a lot of points, but nobody's more valuable than, like, the Joker's just, like, next level, like, all-time greatest players. So I'm not going to hold it against them. He lost. I mean, the Denver Nuggets don't have you could argue they should have more talent around him. But I was caught up. I kind of missed out on the NBA buzz last night. I know Curry went off. I know an Atlanta Hawk fan tore his ACL, which I've never seen before. Never seen that before. And of course, the, you know, the Wild game. But while that was going on, Scott, I had my eye on it, but I'm not going to lie. I was actually watching the Chattanooga Loyola Chicago.
The Mox never lose, I told you.
It was damn close. Lose. The NIT games were super close, both of them. Dude, I was on Irvine. I remember I telling you, I'm going to take Irvine and Loyola Chicago. Irvine were down big, Scott, to North Texas. I'm like, yeah. Oh, boy, they're getting lit up. And they just chipped away and chipped away, came back, won the basketball game. And then Loyola, Chicago, and Chattanooga last night. Real fun game. Really back and forth, like really wild stuff at the end. Yeah, man, these tournaments have been lit. Even the Crown of the Court games have been pretty close, too.
Yeah, there's going to be more of those Crown. There's two more tonight. Before we get into those games, I just heard about the guy that got hurt. I saw him, like, laying on the court. How did the guy blow out his knee? His knee?
Unbelievable. So they picked two fans out of the stands at the Atlanta Hawk game. They both came down to center court. The girl's talking. And, you know, anyone who had been to an NBA game, how it starts basically with the fans, you start off with a layup, right? You know, it's one of those deals. Start off with a layup, then hit a free.
Oh, that's three.
Yeah, hit a three. So first dude goes down, does the layup and everything. And the next dude goes down to do the layup. But he sort of starts, like, picking up some speed, Scott, like, from center court. And there were two brothers, too. So they looked like they balled, you know what I mean? They were dribbling. They were going down the court. It's the ATL. And then Buddy hit, I don't know if it was a wet spot, Scott. He went down, bro, like, sideways, and his knee just crumbled in the entire arena. And the girl on the mic's like, oh, my God. Like, it was live, Scott. Like, she couldn't hide it. She was like, oh, my God. Like, and it was just, like, awkward. Like, people were looking around. The guy's like, he's lying under the basket. And I tweeted out, I'm like, man, the Atlanta Hawks are so cursed, even their fans get hurt on this floor, bro. Like wild stuff, Scott.
I mean, that is crazy.
Watch the video. He went down hard, bro. Like, it's like, oh, it was bad, man.
And so, needless to say, he didn't finish the contest. So the Pirates just gave up that run. They were up 3-1. There goes the run. It's 3-2. Now in the bottom of the eighth with one out. So this guy Skeens pitches today brilliantly. They give him he leaves up 2-1. They get another run, 3-1. And this bullpen, well, you can just smell it coming. You can just smell the loss coming. They're so awful. It is just unbelievable to me. Now, before we get into anything else, who do you like in the Butler, Boise, and Nebraska, Georgetown? Boise's going to crush Butler. Butler's good. You know, they were good enough to win for me the other night, but they're not good enough to handle this team.
Boise are good, good. Like, Boise could have been in the NCAA tournament. Right. You know what I mean? Like, they just lost out in the Mountain West final in the tournament there. They're a good basketball team, Scott. I'm not in love with the point spread here right now. I do think there's going to be some points put up on the board in this game. We've seen that theme in Vegas. It's been high scoring. Got 154.5. Butler actually liked to get after it. This isn't the Brad Stevens Butler that went to UConn and, you know, the championship and low scoring right. and stuff. They put points up on the board. They're going to run and gun here. I like the over 154.5, Scott. And I don't know, like, you know, for me, should Nebraska be 10-point favorites? I might live to regret this, Scott, but I'm taking the Hoyas, bro, plus 10 points, Scott. 10 points. Where are Nebraska? Who are they to be laying 10? They beat Arizona State. Dude, Georgetown a lot better than Arizona State are, all right? Georgetown aren't a bad team. They're coming up. They're climbing the ranks. You know what I mean? Cooley's going to build this thing. Give me the 10 with the Hoyas tonight, Scott, and I'll go with the over 154 as well.
And they're the same team as Nebraska. They have, like, the same amount of wins. They're spitting images of one another for sure. So what do you think when you watch this guy Skeens pitch, and every time he goes out, they don't score runs for him? And, I mean, literally, he has to be miserable. How are they going to keep that guy in Pittsburgh? They should give him the entire vault of money right now that they have. The owner, he just won't give anyone money. And that guy's, I think he wants out of there already.
It's absolutely unbelievable, Scott. Like, you look, I mean, that stadium, I've never been there, bro. I've never been to PNC. But the stadium is like the gem. It's like the most talked about and most tweeted, whatever. If they did like a Q rating of stadiums, like, that would win. Like, people want to go there more than they want to go to Yankee Stadium. Oh, I got to go to Pittsburgh and see that stadium.
It's a great park. It really is beautiful, overlooking the city. Skeens. It's on the river. It's great.
And you got Skeens, who's a generational talent. You're going to waste him. You're going to waste him. And I don't know if they think, like, oh, yeah, he's going to want to stay here forever. He won't. I mean, he called them out before the year started, Scott, right, when he said the people of Pittsburgh deserve better. That was a shot at ownership. Let's do something. I love O'Neill Cruz. I bet him over 20.5 stolen bases. The guy's already got like 4 or 5, whatever.
He had one today.
Boom. There we go. Let's go. Dude, it was 20.5, Scott. I might win this by the end of the month. But
they've stolen 19 of 20 bases. That's the only thing they do well at all.
But if you're Skeens and you're on a bad team, but your bad team is trying, you know what I mean? You're in. But if you know your team's not going to try, why would you want to stay?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Pirates got out of the jam in the bottom of the eighth. It's still 3-2. They went to their bullpen, and they somehow got out of it. I've never seen anything like it. Meade struck out looking, so.
Was it Kent DeColvey? That's what your bullpen needs, Scott. Remember Kent DeColvey coming in with the old submarine sidearm.
That was Baruki who got him. He just got the out. He struck
Sounds
out
like a hockey
with
player.
Two outs. He got him out with a hook. Anyway, so my question to you is this: we just saw that Skeens is under contract. They got him locked up till 29. And you were
Poor
talking
bastard.
About how
Connor Bedard.
Bedard is so miserable in Chicago. These players get drafted, and then you look at Celebrini. They get drafted onto these crappy teams. Skeens is no exception. How do you handle a guy that's going to, you know, emotionally be a wreck the entire time he plays with these morbid franchises?
Well, you see, it psychologically gets to people. Connor Bedard, I mean, the kid looks like Justin Bieber. He's going to be doing, like, you know, help me videos on TikTok.
Justin Bieber looks way worse than Connor Bedard these days, let me tell you. I can tell you that firsthand. I seen him, like, the other day. People are there saying he needs help and a conservatorship and the whole deal. Like, he looks
He's falling apart. He's falling apart. But
he might, like, allegedly, he and that wife of his, I don't know what they're up to. There might be some junk going on, allegedly.
Connor doesn't quite have the problems that Justin has. But you look at Bedard, and he's really worn out, Scott. Like, he's just beaten down after these games with the media. Like, he seems like he's been there for 6 years.
Isn't he on look TV what happened. Tonight? I think he's on TNT tonight.
look what happened. Remember with Seth Jones? You and I talked about it. Seth Jones basically just said publicly, and he got traded, he said, I've been here years. He goes, there's no progress here. He goes, we're not getting better. There's no light.
Like,
he called it out. He was like, we're not getting better. There's no progress. We don't have any young stars beside Connor. He goes, this is just a lost cause. Imagine if you're Connor Bedard. And he's like, Skeens, Scott. Connor Bedard, listen, I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but he wants to be a Vancouver Canuck. He's from Vancouver, and he's actually Canuck fan. Not everybody wants to be a player on the team in the group. He's locked up like Skeens is, the poor kid, until like 2028 or something, Scott. You know what I mean? These leagues, they draft you, and you got no rights. That's the last thing. We'll get to some picks, but I'm a diehard Raptor fan. You know, they came into the league, and, you know, I followed the progress, and I went to games in year one all the way to the championship. I was upset at Kawhi Leonard a bit because I was like, dude, you just want a title. We could run this thing back. But, like he told people, he goes, man, I'm 28 years old. I've never chosen where I've gotten to live in my life before. Think about it. He got drafted by the Spurs. He was freaking locked in. They lock your ass into these deals when you're a kid. Right. Then he got traded to Toronto. He goes, I never chosen once where I want to live. I'm moving home. I'm going to LA. I couldn't hate him for it. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, you're a grown man. At some point, you're a superstar. NBA Finals MVP two times or whatever. And you never chosen once before you get to live as a grown man. How am I going to hold it against him?
Went to San Diego State.
Went to San Diego State. Loves a Cali guy. Wants to be in Cali. And the Clippers are good now. Watch out. We all laughed at that. Oh, what a bust it was
and
there.
He's,
what,
and
maybe?
He's playing almost like every night.
Yeah. Maybe he's got one last run in him, Scott. Huh? That'd be something else.
Listen, I like betting on that team. When the Beard and him are clicking and Zubats, they can make you money. That's all there is to it.
Nice combo they got.
What do you like tonight? By the way, Colorado is playing Bedard in Chicago on the west side tonight on TNT at 9:30. So you can see how miserable he is tonight on your television set.
You're going to watch the kid. Just look at his body language. That's what I'm saying. Big night in the NHL tonight. Listen, this St. Louis Blues team, unbelievable. 10 in a row. They score with a couple of seconds left. They went into overtime last night. They're making the playoffs. The Canucks and Flames right now have their eyes on the Minnesota Wild, who play tonight, big game tonight for the Rangers and Wild. The Rangers need to find a way to win this game tonight, but look for the Canucks to get it done tonight, Scott. Minus 155 favorites, hosting a Seattle Kraken. Canucks win tonight. And little CONCACAF Champions League soccer, double dip Vancouver style. Vancouver Whitecaps beat Pumas tonight. We're on. We got it all.
What is that game? The CONCACAF.
Pumas, they're from
tonight.
The Mexican Soccer League.
I know what it is, but I don't see it. I'm not like that's how CONCACAF, that game is.
CONCACAF Champions League, Scott. Come on, buddy.
I know. Listen, I don't have time for that. I got enough problems. Honestly, have a great show, Morenci. My man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So the Pirates have runners on the corners with one out here, and their only hitter on the entire team, O'Neill Cruz Missile. He's got a homer and a single and a stolen base today. He's hitting .261. He's literally the only guy on the entire team that has hitting for average. I mean, literally, Reynolds is hitting .207. .207, man, is disgusting. I mean, he's your DH hitting .207. He's the DH because he's injured right now. He's banged up. But they got him, you know, swinging a bat. Meanwhile, he can't get a hit to save his ass. Like, he is a good hitter, Reynolds. You know that, Mike. He's always been a good hitter for them. They got this Frazier back. He doesn't hit either. And then I told you, Rodriguez, he had that RBI. That's his first hit. He's hitting .067. It's embarrassing. I mean, it really is. Sawinski's awful. And then didn't you tell me he got a hit? I almost fell over. That guy hasn't had a hit in 5 years.
Well, Sawinski's one of these guys who it's like usually just two outcomes. It's either a home run or a strikeout. Like, he really doesn't have anything else. So like him getting a single before that kind of cut through the middle, like that's like a rare feat for him, because like the last couple of years, like he hits like when he gets at bats. Last year they kind of sent him down a lot, but 2 years ago he had like 20 bombs. But he hits like 155.
There's a drive, but it's going to be caught.
Caught.
He's going to drive in a run now. So at least he drove in the run. They got the run back. Right. So now it's 4-2 in the ninth.
Little insurance.
So he's the only guy producing.
He's the only guy getting it done.
They've got sack fly and a single and a stolen base. I'll take it every day.
They've got nothing out of that Pham yet. Pham's done nothing.
I call him Tommy Phlegm. He's so
Tommy
awful.
Phlegm, his dud zero. The Cardinals tied the Angels, by the way. 5-5, top of the eighth in St. Louis. They've played a couple extra inning games in the last few nights. It's been a fun series between those two. Tied once again. And the Blue Jays got on the board first. In the first inning, a single by Jimenez scored Santander. So they go to the bottom of the second, 1-0 Jays in that one. Let's talk about some of these games that are going to start momentarily, including one in a couple of minutes from now, the only other game starting this hour, and that is the Cubs and the A's at Sacra Tomato, of course. Last night, another win for the Cubs. Today, you are going to have Jameson Shots of Tyone against Jeffrey Springs. Your boy Springs going today.
Springs water, no way. I'm on Jameson Shots of Tyone. The game's already started. And
just
I'm on
started.
The Cubs. They've been kicking their ass. Tucker's hitting a home run every time he plays. He's had four straight games with home runs. Ring the bell.
He has been ringing the bell. In fact, I thought that I would give you that right now since they're starting up. I'd give you four days in a row. You know how upset I was when the Yankees didn't trade for this guy, although I'm sure Houston didn't want to help the Yankees out. But four straight for Kyle Tucker, a no doubt about it last night into the Sacra Tomato air on Marquee Network.
That's a home run from Kyle Tucker. His fourth straight game. He's never done that before in his career. The Cubs have a 4-2 lead, and there was no doubt about it. Wow.
Imagine what that guy's going to do in Wrigley Field. Seriously, they haven't even played there yet.
No, hasn't even gone to Wrigley. He's been in, what, Tokyo, Arizona, Sacra Tomato. Hasn't even gotten to play a game in the friendly confines so far, but he is off to a monster start. That is for sure. All right, other games
he's
that are going to start.
He's the new Ryan Sandberg in Chicago. I think he's going to be as great a player as Sandberg was for the Cubs. I think Tucker's going to kill it there. Absolutely kill it.
Great player. Really good player. Next up, a bunch of four games in the 4 o'clock hour. Let's get him going now. The Giants will look to sweep the Astros in Houston this afternoon. Landon Raup going against Framber Valdez today. -165 for the Astros, plus +140 for the Giants, and -7.5.
You know, I think the Giants have looked great. They're 4-1, but I think Valdez will stop the bleeding today at Minute Maid. You know, look, they win again. They're 5-1. Think of this. The Dodgers are 7-0. The Padres are 6-0. And if they win today, the Giants would be 5-1. And look at the, you know, West. I mean, that is crazy. The National League West is crazy right now. And everybody else stinks. All I hear about is the Red Sox. And look at them. I mean, they got mud on their face.
Yeah, and look, you know, you could take it one step further. You know, Diamondbacks could be 4-2 if they beat the Yankees tonight. You know, that's a pretty good start also. 4-2, winning 4 of your first 6 isn't bad either. I know it's
last night. I hit it six last night. I hit 8 of those games last night. That was one of them. The grand slam by Suarez in the 8th inning, that was all she wrote.
It certainly was. We'll hear that in a couple of minutes. Next, Cleveland will look to avoid the sweep at Petco against the Padres, who have Dylan Cease going this afternoon, Ben Lively going for Cleveland. Right now, minus 185 for the Friars, plus 155 for the Guardians, and a 7.5.
Yeah, I can't get off of the Friars the way they're playing. Are you kidding me? They've never been 6-0, and now they're going to be 7-0.
Going to be 7-0 if they sweep the Guardians here this afternoon. Also for the Padres today, Jackson Merrill, 9 years, $135 million extension, which can actually get up to about two if there's the last couple years of that option are picked up. It would bump up to about $205 million.
So why did Luke not like this deal? Well, explain that to me, what he was saying.
I believe that Luke is saying that he's throwing away some of his free agent years. So, I mean, generally these guys, when you draft them, they're under your control for a certain amount of years. You know, even when they become arbitration eligible, you know, the last 3 or 4 years of their deal, but you still have control over them. What the Padres basically did here with Merrill is that they bought out all those arbitration years, but then kind of extended it a little bit more on top of that, which is what's going to end up being, frankly, by the time Jackson Merrill's 27, 28 years old, a bargain for how good of a player he is. I mean, that's probably going to be a big bargain for them. But on the flip side of that, you know, I know what you think. You know, you think of it as, man, he's giving up money down the line, but now he's going to make big money now. See, some of these guys don't make big money now until they get to 27, 28. So he's getting big money now instead of making, you know, $1 million. You know, he's gonna make a lot more than that now. So that's the trade-off.
And he gets to live in San Diego and play in San Diego and play for a winner and play at Petco and live in SoCal like a king, a filthy rich king is what he is. I mean, he needs to get a diamond robe like Elvis, you know, like Liberace. He's got to go outside and get in his hot tub in a Liberace robe with diamonds, and maybe even get himself a lion for the backyard that he can feed. You know what I mean? Like a lion as a pet, like your boy Scarface had him. You know what I mean? Tony Montana had a backyard like that. You need a robe. I mean, like Mike Trout's living like that with all of his injuries. You know he's got a robe.
They do say that that's the way to live, is to do it like that. You know, live with a robe. And everybody feels a lot better about themselves.
You know what I mean?
Detroit. Yeah, no, absolutely. Detroit's in Seattle here as they're looking to sweep the Mariners on the road, and they'll have their best pitcher, Tarik Skubal, going to try it. Luis Castillo goes for the M's. Tigers minus 125, plus 105 for the Mariners, and a 6.5.
Yeah, so this is an interesting game, you know. I like Skubal over Castillo, even though I don't care where they play, Seattle or in heaven or in hell. I like Skubal. Yeah. I think Castillo's got really good stuff, too. I just think Skubal's better.
Yeah, I think that it's Skubal here today. And I know Seattle trying to avoid getting swept at home, but Skubal's tough,
Larry
man.
Mize and then you put him, beat him yesterday.
And then you put Skubal in a pitcher's park. Like up in Seattle, and that makes it even tougher to try to beat him. So I'm with you on the Tigers here. And their bats have gotten hot the last couple nights. They've actually hit the ball a bit. One more late afternoon game. We'll do that next.
Pirates are going to win.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so I'm watching the end of this Pirate Ray game. Still two outs. 2-2 count. It's full count now on this Aranda. Santana pitching for the Pirates, up 4-2, trying to close the door for Paul Skeens. And you said there was one other game that you wanted to hit.
There is one other game that starts during the late afternoon hours, and that is the Mets and the Marlins. A 4:40 p.m. East first pitch down in Miami. Clay Holmes and Connor Gillespie are your starters tonight. Mets minus 210. Marlins plus $1.70. 8.5 the total.
I like Big John Holmes and the Mets to get it done. Clay Holmes and New York to win this series. They're 1-1 right now, boy, right? They play one more. Is that today? And
yes,
that's the end of it? All right, I'll take the Mets. Yes.
Big John Holmes going this afternoon. They also for the Mets.
We have the greatest more
bad news for them. Sean Manaea had a setback with his oblique injury. He won't throw for another 2 weeks minimum. The earliest now is late May, early June. It'd probably be a bit later than that because he hasn't had really any spring training. So once he's able to even start throwing the ball, I guess it's going to be 4 to 6 weeks from that point. So you're brooking the middle to late June. If I had to be the doctor on call here for Sean Manaea, that's what I think it'll be. And the Mets have topped the Dodgers and the Yankees for the highest payroll to start the 2025 season. Uncle Stevie spending money at the grocery store. Lots of money for the Mets this year, of course.
The Mets with the highest payroll. By the way, Santana walked Aranda, so they're not dead yet. Runner at first, two outs, bottom nine, 4-2 Pirates. Watch him screw this up.
I hope he doesn't do that for you.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Christopher Morel.
I may swear.
Jeez. Elsewhere around the majors, Nate Eovaldi, we mentioned at the top, complete game shutout for the Rangers in Cincinnati last night. 4 hits, 8 Ks, 99 pitches. For Nasty Nate last night, you don't see, especially this early in the season, too many pitching gems like that, or let them actually let guys pitch that long. That's very unheard of early in the season, but Nasty Nate Eovaldi gets it done. Another Pirate note for you, they got rid of Bednar. They sent him packing down to Bradenton. Get out of here.
What a disaster he's been this year. I mean, just forking up games. Like, just absolutely vomiting all over his bib. He's a disaster. Like, he's like a one-year wonder.
That's what he was. He was an all-star for a couple of years. Last year, he was awful. And now the start of this year, really, really bad for David Bednar. But Shelton did say, you know, he's a big part of our bullpen. You know, he's a big part of our team. And we're going to get him right, and we're going to get him back out there. Don't you worry about that. The Padres and the Diamondbacks are going to play a series in Mexico City in 2026, or allegedly going to do that. Well, look, they've had a couple of those in the past couple of years. I guess I'm not sure if they're doing one this year or not. But there's one thing I love about those Mexico City games. Man, the ball flies out in that place. I mean, the taters just, I mean, they roll down in Mexico City with that elevation. So I'm fine if they want to go back down there for
they
another series.
They got him. He popped out to end it.
Oh, the Buccos. Raise the Jolly Roger.
Right, the Pirates win their second game. The humanity of it all. Schemes.
Raise the Jolly Roger. Are they going home now for the home opener? Is that what they're doing next?
I would guess. Like, do the Cubs and Pirates get to play any home games?
Against the Yankees on Friday. The Yankees are going to PNC on Friday.
All right.
Oh, boy. 4 o'clock start, at late afternoon start at PNC for the Yankees and the Buccos.
And when is that game, Friday or tomorrow?
No, they're not. They're off tomorrow, and then they'll play the Yankees Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Pittsburgh, with Friday being the home opener. And the Cubs do have their home opener Friday.
I wish
Friday
I could
too,
go to that, but I got to go watch the Knicks play the Suns. Check out. Ooh.
We got to go to that Knicks Sun game. We got to make sure that we get that in. Also, the MLB's average salary tops $5 million for the first time. Everybody's making lots of money. And another contract young guy getting a long deal, which is Red Sox rookie second baseman Christian Campbell. 8 years, $60 million. This kid, they brought him up. He's only played like 3 or 4 games, but he's been pretty good. I guess good enough to give him $60 million bucks right off the jump. So Red Sox locking up a young player.
He's never played, and they gave him 8 years and $60 million?
He's played a week. He's been in the majors for a week, and they feel comfortable to go ahead and give him some money already. Give him some spending money. So go on out there, kid.
Hey, whatever
take
you
care
say.
Of business.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you say. Listen, you know what I say about eight-year deals in anything? I just am not doing it. If they need, you know, I've always said you need to get a guy that can say no and a guy that says you're fired. that's the guy you need. No, we're not giving you 8 years. See ya.
Can't
I don't
have
give
it.
Goalies 8 year deals. Everyone in the league does. And not one of them lasts 8 years. Not one of them ever.
I'm only giving anyone 8 year deals. To be quite honest with you, anyone, including goalies, we can't have that.
I won't give marriage an 8 year deal. I'll take the under 5.
The Cardinals have pushed one across against the Angels in the bottom of the 8th, so they lead 6-5. And the bad news for the Angels is that the Cardinals still have the bases loaded with one out, so they are trying to bust that one open and maybe not play extras for the third day in a row. They're in the bottom of the 10th in Milwaukee. The Royals have gotten one in the top half. So bottom 10, Brewers, of course, will have the ghost runner on second.
They have a runner on third.
Oh, now it's on third. Out. So there you go. So
the
runner
ghost
on
runner's
third.
On, he's on third with nobody out. So they can still, now they made him go back to second. I don't know what happened there. They just made him go from third to second. So I don't know what's happening, but it's not good.
Bizarre. We'll find out what happens there. We'll take a look at some of the other games last night when we come back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I just don't understand that call, Mike. They called Estevez for a balk. And for the life of me, I cannot figure out why. They had runners on first and second. Now they're on second and third. And, you know, the Royals dugout is giving him the business, this umpire. But it doesn't matter. They've already made the call, and they moved the runners to second and third, and they're not going to reverse it. I just couldn't see for the life of me. I saw it five times, like, what the balk was. I just did not understand it at all. By the way, the Brewers tied that game up. When I said they moved the runner back to second, they immediately scored. It's 2-2. And, you know, Brewers are about to win this game. They got second and third, and I think nobody out in this extra inning game in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Churio's done the damage today. He had a homer in the first, and then he had the double that you just referenced in the 10th that tied the game at twos. I guess now this is, and the Royals are doing what I think. You know, you put the runner on first, you can set up the force at every base, and you try to somehow, some way, get out of there and keep that game going. So we'll see how that goes for the Brewers. And it looks like that they will have, I believe it's Contreras who's going to be coming up for them. Frelick's going to be coming up. So there you go. Frelick will be the batter to see if they can move on. All right.
Bill Frelick, Pitt football legend.
A couple games from last night that our teams are going to be playing tonight, so we could do some highlights. The Diamondbacks beat the Yankees 7-5 last night in the Bronx at the stadium. Close game late. Yankees were up a run. But how about the start to this season for Eugenio Suarez? He only has 5 hits this year, but every single one of them have left the yard, including this one, Diamondbacks TV.
Suarez hits a high. Is full and two outs, a high fly ball, and it just cleared the fence out there and left, and it's 7-4 Diamondbacks.
Gino Malkin Suarez with the grand slam breakfast, and the second order is only a dollar. I thought that that was clutch home run by him. By the way, Frelick lined out to the second baseman, so now the bases are loaded. They can get the double play to end the inning and get out of this jam. There's an out, and now you have Bowers up, whoever that is.
Jake Bowers. Eddie Bowers. Will be the Eddie Bowers will be coming up for them. I noticed no torpedo bat talk today because the Yankees lost last night. Suddenly nobody's talking about the torpedo bats this afternoon. So that's
I don't
a good
care.
Day.
They're legal.
Torpedo bats.
The dumbest
bats.
Thing ever. What are we talking about here? Enough. And how about all the idiots that like, you know, talk about them cheating? Like you're
right.
Tell yourself, tell your mother. I mean, nobody, they're legal and there's nothing illegal about it. You just think it's illegal because you're an idiot.
That's precisely what it is. That's really what it comes down to at the end of the day, is that right there. Elsewhere, the Dodgers continue to roll. They now start the season 7-0, 3-1 win over the Braves last night, tied at one, actually down one, in the sixth when Mookie Betts came up. I guess Mookie Betts is feeling okay after all of his preseason problems with his stomach because he did it again last night. Spectrum
stomach
Sports
cancer.
LA.
High fly ball, deep left field. De La Cruz sprinting back. It's gone! Mookie Betts gives the Dodgers the lead.
Mookie's in remission. He was dying last week, and now he's fine hitting home runs. Walk-off home runs. Game closing home runs, you name it. That's what that was last night. They haven't lost a game. They've never been 7-0 to start a season.
They have never been 7-0 to start. And the Braves, on the flip side, are now the only winless team left in baseball. They're 0-6. Now, look, I know they're supposed to be a good team, and there's, you know, as they always like to say, well, you know, there's 156 games left, and, you know, there's plenty of time. You know, you dig yourself a little hole there starting 0-6. Like, that's not a fun way to start the season. And they got another one coming up tonight, which we'll discuss in a moment.
Yeah, I don't care about their problems.
Ivan Herrera for the Cardinals hits his third homer of the game. This one a three-run shot to put it out of reach. 12-5 St. Louis. Your boy Herrera's got three taters today for St. Louis. Three of them. Actually,
that would have paid off for us if we were ringing that bell.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.